Safety has come to the forefront of the minds of many runners lately. That following the murder of a woman jogging in the central Mass town of Princeton and the reported assaults on women runners in Northboro and Westboro. Running on the Esplanade yesterday was Boston's Bridget Donovan, along with her fiancé, Davis Franklin.
As a male runner running at twilight and dusk, I tend not to worry about stuff like that as much, but I worry about my fiance sometimes when she's running alone at night.
I'm a medical student, so I have to run at night a lot, so I tend to either be on like lit streets or things like that. I won't come down by the river. I won't go to like areas that are not with as many people around, I would say. So it was like lights and making sure that I'm never kind of the only one with one other person around.
Runners are taking precautions to keep running safely. One of those is Liz Mason, who runs in Central Mass. She runs with a group, Central Mass Striders, and joins us this morning. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
So before the recent attacks on runners here in Massachusetts, did you ever worry about your safety?
I did, but not to the extent that I'm worried now. It's always, I think, in the back of a lot of female runners' minds, you know, something could happen. But it's always just a worry. It's never a reality. And now that it's hitting so close to home, it's become more of a reality, more something that something that's more in the forefront of your head before you go for a run and while you're running.
So what precautions have you been taking all along, even before these recent incidents?
Even before the incidents, if I was running at night or first thing in the morning when it was dark, I was always bringing my pepper spray with me. I wouldn't run with my headphones. I'd bring my dog sometimes, but not all the time. And I would just be alert of what's going on, and I try to not run at night.
Do you run on rural roads in Central Mass, or do you try and stay in area where there is a population?
I very much like running by myself. And before all of these incidents happened, I would be a 100% solo runner. I'd run on back roads where I wouldn't see someone for 2-3 miles, where it's all wooded, and that's since changed quite a bit.
How so?
I'm now running during the day. I'm running on more populated roads. I'm avoiding those roads that are tree-lined, that don't have houses, that don't have other runners on them. And now I'm running a lot more with groups. There's a lot more groups out there now getting together, mostly of female runners, but of male runners too, that they just don't want to run by themselves anymore. So we're meeting up, we're setting up running dates with each other, and we're going out and running together.
How do you feel about this?
It's a great feeling knowing that the running community can band together and everyone's there to help. I know I sent out a message to Central Mass Striders saying, hey, I've got a couple runs this week. I don't want to do them by myself. And I had 10, 15 people send me messages, hey, I'll run with you, or I'll run with you when you want to run. And people are just banding together, and the community itself is getting stronger, making sure that all of the community is safe and using all the right precautions to make sure that we get home after our run.
Let me ask you one more question, Liz. Have the attacks and the changes in your running habits that you've implemented because of the attacks taken away some of the enjoyment you've been getting out of running?
I would say yes for me personally, just because I enjoy running and just zoning out. And I get into a zone and I'm not thinking about what's around me. I'm not thinking about anything besides putting one foot in front of the other and just getting the run, the best run I can get out of it. And now my head's on a swivel. I'm not listening to the music that I would normally listen to. I'm taking the different routes that I don't like as much. So it has taken a bit away from it, but I would still say it's a support that I'm passionate about and something that I'm not going to give up just because some really awful things have happened.
Liz Mason, runner, resident of Central Mass, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition. We really appreciate it. You going out running this morning?
I am. I'm actually going out in about 15 minutes.
Thanks a lot.
No problem.